Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world and come out stronger on the other side. Today's topic, guys, is something we all struggle with at some point. Forgiveness. I know, it sounds heavy, like a lecture from your college professor, but trust me, it's not. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. Think about it, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. It keeps you stuck in the past, preventing you from moving forward and living your best life. And let's be honest, we've all been there, right? That feeling of bitterness simmering inside, fueled by, they should have, or, I'll never forget. But here's the thing. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to let go of the anger and pain so you can heal and grow. It's a conscious decision to break free from that cycle of negativity. And trust me, it takes courage. But the rewards? They are immeasurable. So, here's the deal. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. It's about taking control of your own emotions and choosing happiness over bitterness. It's a superpower, a way to rise above the drama and become a stronger, more resilient person. 5 key takeaways I want you to remember today are: First, forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. You don't have to feel forgiving to forgive. It's a conscious decision you make, like choosing to wear your favorite shirt or listen to that uplifting playlist. Second, forgiveness doesn't excuse bad behavior. It simply means you choose not to let it define you or control your actions. Think of it like this: letting go of the anger is like taking back your power from someone who tried to hurt you. You're saying, I'm not going to let your actions dictate my happiness. Third, forgiveness takes time. Don't pressure yourself to feel instantly at peace. It's a process, and it's okay to grieve the hurt. Give yourself permission to feel those emotions, but don't let them consume you. Fourth, forgiveness isn't always about the other person. Sometimes, it's about forgiving ourselves for past mistakes or for things we couldn't control. We all mess up, right? It's part of being human. But dwelling on those errors keeps us stuck in a loop of self-criticism and negativity. Forgiveness allows us to learn from our mistakes and move forward with compassion for ourselves. And lastly, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. When you forgive, you free yourself from the weight of anger and resentment, making space for peace, joy, and personal growth. It's like removing a heavy backpack from your shoulders and finally being able to breathe freely. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague makes a snarky comment about your project, leaving you feeling hurt and frustrated. You want to lash out, but then you remember, forgiveness. Instead of letting anger consume you, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that their words likely stem from insecurity or stress, and choose to focus on the positive aspects of your work. You even offer them a friendly smile, showing them you're not going to let their negativity bring you down. You've chosen to rise above the situation with grace and maturity. That, my friends, is the power of forgiveness. It's about choosing peace over anger, growth over resentment. So today, I challenge you to make a conscious effort to forgive someone, whether it's a friend, family member, or even yourself. Let go of that past hurt and step into a future filled with freedom and joy. Remember, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go, but the rewards are immeasurable. If this resonated with you, share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. We're all in this together, folks, and your support means the world. See you tomorrow for another dose of Fortitude First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.